Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Donations to veterans through the POBI campaign in Cobourg could suffer as a result of the ongoing postal strike. POBI campaign chair Jennifer Robinson says historically Branch 133 mails out 300 donation requests to businesses and the public. Now to reach potential donors, email, phone calls, and visits will be needed. However, some requests will go unanswered.
It's a bit of a struggle this year because normally we send out about 300 letters for wreaths and donations to local businesses, families, organizations, and this year they're sitting, some are sitting somewhere lost in the mail at the moment, and some are still sitting unmailed. So, you know, you're trying to get the word out through social media, radio, newspaper. And it's a hard task.
So then in terms of the reach you've done through the new approach, has it been more time consuming, difficult? Describe that process.
So right now, you're emailing out as many businesses as you can. So it's, you know, a few hours trying to compile a new email list. It's an hour trying to send out emails, make sure you have right email addresses. So instead of having a few volunteers stuff envelopes for an hour and walking to the mailbox, you're now spending, you know, 2-3 hours in front of a computer, you know, between a couple people trying to get these letters out that way. It's, you know, reaching out to local sources to try and get them to post and advertise for you and do stuff that, you know, you wouldn't normally have to do.
So then are you anticipating that the postal strike will have a negative impact on fundraising efforts?
I would say probably yes, because a lot of businesses, without getting, you know, a physical copy of a donation letter, they can't just write donations. I'm sure there's going to be a few wreaths that are normally at the cenotaph that, you know, won't happen because some people just aren't, you know, on technology. They don't have email addresses. You know, they're senior citizens, 90 years old in a nursing home where we would normally get them a letter that, you know, isn't going to get to them this year. I mean, we're going to try hand delivering some letters if, you know, from volunteers at the branch and stuff, but I would assume there's going to be a few people missed this year.
Now, how do you see that, let's just talk about this for a second in terms of where the funds from the POBI campaign go, what your fundraising goal is, and some people don't divulge that, but what if you're going to see a decrease in potential donations through the wreath program and through whatnot, what programs are you looking at as seeing that might be impacted by?
Yeah, so all the funds that are raised in the local POBI campaign go to help veterans, their families, their widows or widowers, and our local communities. So everything sort of, because it's a trust, so everything's regulated by percentage. So the less funds we raise, the lower percentages we can give to organizations within the community, like cadets, the hospital, service dogs, Leave the Streets Behind, you know, different veterans organizations. So the less we raise, the smaller percentage is there to give out that we're allowed to give out to certain people. So, yeah, I mean, last time when something like this happened where, you know, it was harder to reach people was during the COVID times. And we saw about a $20,000 decrease in our fundraising those years when we, you know, we couldn't see as many of the community and get out to them. So it could be, a significant downfall for us.
Now, I guess knowing that the postal strike is on and that could be hurting your communication efforts, is there going to be more of a focused or increased effort to be more visible with the POBI boxes around town?
Yeah, so I mean, we're always looking for new businesses that, you know, would want to take a box within their store, a bigger store that might want a tagger outside their store during our tagging days. So, you know, anybody who wants any information on anything can email poppy@cobourglegion.ca. And we'll get them set up with, you know, in-store box, taggers, information for wreaths or donations, whatever they're looking for. So we're always looking for more people to do that.
So when does the POBI campaign start?
The official start date is October 31st. It's always the last Friday of October every year, and it runs until Remembrance Day. So the boxes for stores go out that day. We do our what we call POBI tagging, so that's when you see our volunteers out with their boxes around their necks. And that's November 6th, 7th, and 8th this year. A lot of people don't realize, you know, how much the Poppy Fund does within our community and that, you know, it's a great cause to support. And we try to keep as much of the funds local, you know, as we can. So it's always a good thing to support. And, you know, at the Coburg Legion, it's a charity, so we can issue tax receipts and all of that as well through our Poppy Fund.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.